What is one of the things that surveys show U.S. food shoppers would most like to see at the supermarket?
A better tomato.
That's right. And the Agriculture Department's chief scientist, Dr. Catherine Witecki, says we're a little closer to that goal now. She says scientists have now mapped the genetic makeup of the domesticated tomato and its wild ancestors so that researchers who are looking at the genes of tomatoes will be able to find out
how those genes interact and what kind of functional attributes do they bring to the plant.
Such as things consumers are interested in.
Consumers interested in taste, they're interested in shelf life, and they're also interested in how the tomato looks. So all of those characteristics are ones that eventually, with this work that we're sponsoring, are going to result in new varieties of tomatoes that will have those attributes.
And for tomato breeders and growers, it will make it easier to find out
how to make the tomato more resistant to diseases and pests, how to make tomatoes tolerant to drought, flooding, cold.
This development could be worth a lot of money. The nation's tomato crop's worth about $2 billion. Americans eat about 19 pounds of them a year and might buy and eat more if we had what Dr. Witecki said earlier.
A better tomato.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.